Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Why did they get ghosted? We'll find out now with Booker, Alex, and Sarah's Waiting by the Phone.
Just because it's a new year doesn't mean we've turned over a new leaf, because people are still going out, they're still having a good time, and they're still getting ghosted.
Oh, yeah.
So here we are now in 2021. Alex and Sarah, let's say hi to Maren.
Maren!
Hi, Maren.
Hey. What's up?
Hey, guys.
Maren, love that name. Tell us about the guy that ghosted you, and we're going to see what we can do to help you out.
Okay. Yeah, so we've been on a handful of dates. He is a little older than me. I'm 23, and he's 35. But I was really excited to date an older man because he's just like such a level up from all of the other guys I've dated that have been in their 20s.
Yeah.
And I thought, like, at least, you know, he's in his 30s. He wouldn't ghost me. You know, I feel like that's like a immature thing to do.
Sure.
But now he is ghosting me.
Right.
Oh, man.
Well, Maren has given us his number. So let's call Trent, see if we can't figure out what happened.
Boy. Hello?
Hi, Trent.
Yeah, this is he.
Wow, very well-spoken. Hey, it's Booker, Alex, and Sarah. We're calling you with Maren on the phone because we're in the middle of a radio segment called Waiting by the Phone, and I don't want you to get scared off. We don't mean any disrespect or anything. We're just trying to help her out because she contacted us, and this is what we do with this segment. We're just trying to see if we can facilitate a conversation between the two of you and maybe get her some answers as to why you just disappeared. She said you guys went out on a handful of dates, and she thought that you were pretty awesome.
Yeah, okay. Who is this again, though?
I'm sorry, it's Booker, Alex, and Sarah, Mix 94.7.
Okay. But why are you calling? I'm sorry, this is
so,
why are you calling?
Yeah. So our segment is called Waiting by the Phone. And whenever people get ghosted, they contact us, and then we call the other person, and we are mediators to try to help figure out what happened. So she's on the phone, and so are you, and here we are in the middle, and we wanted to see if you'd be willing to talk to us.
This is weird, but yeah, sure.
Okay, great. So, again, she said that you guys went out a handful of times and had a really nice time, and you are just missing in action.
Okay. So, what do you need from me?
Well, she just kind of wants to know what... Maren, fair to say that you're just confused as to why...
You just need to know why.
Right, she just kind of wants to know why.
Yeah, what's up?
Well, this I'll be honest with you, this is a perfect example that, like, just the fact that you're calling a radio station to find out, like, this is why I can't date you. You know what I mean?
Okay, fair, but, you know, you didn't know she's going to be calling the radio station whenever you decided you weren't going to text her back or call her back.
No, but I will say this. If you would have told me that she was the type of person to do this, I would have said, yep, makes sense.
Okay, so what can you help her understand so maybe she doesn't make that mistake next time?
Right.
Yeah, I guess, I mean, I don't typically look at the age gap as being a deal breaker, but in this case, it feels like she is her age. I don't know. She drinks, you know, Cosmos. I have conversations with her, and she simply doesn't know what I'm talking about. She's just 23 and no real life experience or culture, you know? I was trying to watch a Saved by the Bell reboot. She had no idea what that was.
That's so funny.
When I think of culture, I think Saved by the Bell.
I like his culture, though.
And I mean, maybe just for the future, don't order your steak well done when you go out to a restaurant.
Oh.
It shouldn't look like a hockey puck when it gets on your plate.
Wow. Oh, man.
All right.
I don't get why that bothers people. Let people order the food they want to order.
I mean, if they like it that way, they like it that way. I hate when people like,
What, Booker. When people criticize people for what they order?
Right.
Yeah, Booker.
Well, if they like it that way, they like it that way.
That's interesting because that is kind of a hot topic for me, the whole the way you order your steak.
Did your wife order her steak medium rare and you go, you're the one?
Here's the thing. If you're going to go to a nice restaurant and you're going to spend some money on a steak, don't order it well done. I get it. You know, if you want to cook a steak well done in your own home, fine. But you're missing. Anyway, that's not the point.
But if she doesn't like the taste of blood or like the, then, that mercury
then
taste.
Then order
the
salmon iron. Salad, okay? The, you know, if they're. The taste of blood. Come on. It, by the way, that's not blood.
Oh, iron. It's not?
No.
It's the iron. What,
that red stuff coming out of the meat is not blood?
It is not blood. No, it is not. It's called a myoglobin, and it's a protein that is in the muscle.
Oh, so you're a veterinarian now, huh? Jeez. Food critic and veterinarian.
All right, anyway. Sorry, we don't mean to laugh because I probably upset you, Marion.
I'm not laughing. I just think it's a big gap, and that's what he likes.
You know, some people can deal with it. What was it? Let me do the math here real quick. 23, 35. So let's see here. If you take 35 and you hit minus and then the 23, so then he equals. Okay, so that looks. So, I mean, some people can deal with a 12-year age gap.
Man,
you know?
That's 12. Wow.
That's pretty big, yeah.
Yeah.
But for others, maybe that's just not the right deal.
So don't take it personal is what you're
totally.
Saying.
Yeah. It's not you.
Yeah.
You okay?
Yeah, I get it. I mean, it's a little hurtful. I've never really heard of it not working out based on how I get my steak cooked or television specials that I just haven't watched or heard of. Mm-hmm. But I've never really heard that excuse before. But I can understand that we're just not a match. I still think he could have texted me, though.
Yeah.
Yes. Really shame on you for not. You're an adult and you're all like, oh, she's not old enough. Yet you couldn't text her.
Well, we got a new sassy Sarah.
I know. What
2021.
The heck?
Wow. She's starting off the new year all salty. Awesome. Thank you, guys. And good luck to you both.
Thanks, guys.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.